everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is who really cares about the royal wedding? Who really cares about the royal wedding? People are hungry and they need jobs. Yes, who really cares about the royal wedding? I have heard it on TV. I have heard it on the radio. I hear it everywhere about the royal wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton. Yes, Prince William and Catherine Middleton are to be married at Westminster Abbey on April 29th, 2011. April, well, good for them is all I have to say. Good for them. Because who really cares about the royal wedding? People are hungry and they need jobs. Who really cares? I don't care about the royal wedding. I don't really care whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying Prince William's a bad guy. I'm not saying Kate Middleton is a bad woman. No, I don't know them. I'm not judging them. But as an American, I do not care one bit. I don't really give a damn. No, I don't care. Because to me, they are not royalty. To me, they are not royalty whatsoever. Because my founding fathers has fought the American Revolution to free myself from the rule of Great Britain. Yes, the 13 colonies, the American colonies wanted to be free from the rule of royalty. I know around the world they got a lot of royalty. They got royal families. But as an American citizen, I believe the only royalty is Jesus. And I believe the only royalty that I need to be honoring and worshiping is Jesus. But as I look around, I look at America, and it seems to me they want to be under the oppression of a royal family. All we got to do is look at the royal family of Libya, of Gaddafi, and the oppression that comes. I love freedom, and I love the freedom of Jesus, of His royal family, and a lot of you people that don't understand the Bible, Jesus was all about freedom. And yes, He is the true King. And yes, He came from true royalty. You know, freedom would make it possible to create a new kind of government without a king. And in a democracy envisioned by the country's earliest leaders, Americans would govern themselves based on certain principles and ideas. You know, so on June 7, 1776, Delegate Richard Henry Lee of Virginia proposed a resolution for independence. The truth of the matter is, I love the sovereignty of America. I love the sovereignty of Jesus, and I could really care less about the royal wedding that is being portrayed because people in America need jobs and they're hungry. I don't really care about this royal wedding. And as an American citizen, what does this have to do? But the truth of the matter is we are allowing more and more, now I don't hate Britons, but more and more of the British mindset to be infiltrated in America. I love the sovereignty of America and I love the freedom of Jesus. And He is the only royalty that I will worship. And He is the only royalty that I will get excited about. And He should be the only royalty you should get excited about. Because the truth of the matter is, I don't really care about this royal wedding. People care about jobs and food. You know, on June 1776, Delegate Richard Henry Lee of Virginia proposed a resolution for independence. The resolution was not approved immediately. Declaring independence was an extremely serious step. Signing such a document would make delegates to the Continental Congress traitors to Britain. The Continental Congress approved a declaration condemning everything the British has done since 1763. Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the document explaining why the colony should be free from British rule. And on July 4, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Congress. Whatever happened to these kind of Americans today? These freedom lovers, freedom fighters. They love freedom. But the truth of the matter is, America today are more engulfed on who has gotten the latest invitation to the royal wedding. We see it on CNN. We see it on ABC. We see it on NBC. We see it on MSNBC. Come on, in all the mainstream media, we see it all just being lavished and pushed in our face. I don't know about you today, but the only true royalty in my mind is Jesus. And Jesus. Jesus is the true king. He comes from the real royal family. These royal families around the world are not royal. No, half of them come from the pit of hell. Half of them are from the devil. Come on, somebody. The royal that you call royal is only the royal family of demons. The royal family of Satan. That's the royal family you worship. You worship evil. You who act like you're royal, you want to act like you're Cinderella, but you are really, you're going to the royal family of demons. There's only one true royal king. And that royalty comes from Jesus. Jesus is true royalty. He is true royalty. Jesus Christ is the only royalty out there. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. If you want to be impressed with royalty, then you need to be part of Jesus' family because he's the real royal king. And yes, if you accept Jesus into your life, you will also be part of the royal family. The Bible says it. Yes, God had a chosen people. But not all of his chosen people were royalty. No, only those that accepted Jesus as their personal savior are royalty. Yes. And I'm sorry to say, Catherine Middleton and Prince William on April 29, 2011 is going to have a royal family, a royal wedding. But this is not royalty. No, this is only a royal marriage of demonic activity. Yes. The truth of the matter is, true royalty is in Jesus. I'm not judging them. They could be very good people. I've never met them. All I'm saying is true royalty comes from Jesus Christ. True royalty comes from Jesus. Not for what we call royalty. But the truth of the matter is, there was a lot of royal families in the Bible. There were a lot of royal families in the Bible. There was royal decrees and royal escorts and royal tents and royal houses. And we had royal robes and royal thrones with royal officials, royal palaces, royal secretaries, and royal treasuries. And we had royal revenues. And we also had royal blood. Don't you know, it's not Prince William's fault that he was born in a royal family. It's not his fault that he was born in that family, nor is it a fault of a child born in a poor family of Africa. God has predestined it. It's not his fault. Just like it wasn't Moses' fault. No, it wasn't their fault. But as long as he realizes that true royalty is not in the outward appearance, But true royalty comes from the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is true royalty. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of Him who called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light. The royal blood of Jesus. When you accept Jesus into your life, you are now part of the royal family. You don't need an invitation. You don't need an invitation to a royal wedding. You can just walk into the royal palace. You can just go into the royal courts. You can go before the throne of your royal God, Jesus, and you can tell Him openly your feelings. You belong to the King. You are now an officer of the royal army, and you are a minister of the royal family. Yes, you are now a prince. God has called those who accept Jesus part of the royal family. If you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you are part of the royal family. You don't need an invitation to this wedding coming up. You don't need an invitation to them. No. You have already got an invitation from the royal family of Jesus Christ. He has called you who sits on the right hand of the Father. The royalty of Jesus is so much greater. It's so much better. Come on, somebody. The royalty of Jesus is such a great thing. It is such a great thing. I just don't know how to tell you. It surpasses any kind of earthly royalty that we have created. Yes. Yes. Who really cares about this royal wedding coming up? People are hungry and they need jobs. If you are hungry and you need a job, get on your knees and accept Jesus into your life, and He will take you into a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Come on, somebody. There were royal cities in the Bible. There were cities like the oldest royal family in Thailand of an old, over 50-some years monarchy. But the city having monarchical government, Gibeon in Joshua 10:2, was compared in size and strength to cities with kings, such as Ai and Jericho. Gath in 1 Samuel 27:5 was one of the Philistines' cities ruled by kings or lords. Rabbah, 2 Samuel 12:26, served as capital of the Ammonite kingdom. Yes, there were many royal families in the Bible, especially the Old Testament, but Jesus said no longer is that royalty. Jesus said you don't need to be under the royalty of King Solomon. You don't need to be under the royalty anymore. He says now you are royal priesthoods. You don't need to be under the royalty of Melchizedek, of the Leviticus priesthood, the line of the Leviticus priesthood. You don't need to fall underneath them because now you are royalty. You are royalty in America because you are not oppressed by. You are independent. You are free. You love Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm going to bless America because your royalty has far more value than the royalty of Great Britain. Your royalty has far more value than the royalty of any other country out there. No, your royalty came from Jesus when you decided to stand up and to be free from the rule of Great Britain. Your royalty comes from your sovereignty, your independence, from fearing God, from loving Jesus, the 13 American colonies, they wanted to be free from the rule of Great Britain. But today, our mainstream media, we are being pushed. Royalty is not the what we want in America. I could care less about this royal wedding. People are hungry and they need jobs in America. I don't care about who got that invitation. And neither should you. And I'd be honest with you today that Jesus doesn't even care about the royal wedding. No, he doesn't. But if you are at the royal wedding and you decide in your own heart, whoever you may be, that Jesus is the true royalty, then God will have mercy on your soul. We must understand that the true blood of Jesus, that was royalty when he died on the cross for our sins. And when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that he has died on the cross and rose again, then you have become part of the royal family. I don't know about you, but I'm a royal priesthood. I am part of the royal family. Come on, somebody. I am part of a holy nation. I am part of a people that belong to the true God. Come on, somebody, and I hope you listen to me today. It is true that we need to decide what we want. I don't really care about this royal wedding because people are hungry and they are starving. And they need jobs. James 2:8 says, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. What is the royal law in God's royal family? Yes, it is to love your neighbors. We see that the Islamic brothers, the extremists that's going on in this domino effect in the Middle East, we see that there is no love at all. But the royal book in my royal family with my royal King Jesus says the royal law is to love my neighbor, but I'm here to tell you today it's hard to love egotistical, self-centered people in America who are so dang greedy they don't care about nobody else except themselves. Because in my royal family, God says love your neighbor. But how can I love you Babylonian Jezebel whores in the church? How can I love you Babylonian Jezebel whores in our nation? How can I love that, you greedy bastards? But Jesus requires me, part of the royal law, is to love you. And that takes some work. That takes a lot of work to love some people like you. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus is part of the royal family. He is the royal blood. Come on, Jesus. I want to say, Hail, Jesus. You are the royal family. Hail, Jesus. Prince William, Catherine Middleton, you are not royal to my King Jesus. Great Britain might call you royal, but you are not royal to me, and I don't really care about your wedding. No. You can go and look like you're the prince and put on a big facade and wave your little wand around, but the true king, the true royal king is Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ. Yes. The verse says it like this. The verse says it like this in 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. There was many royal cities, just like it is today. But Jesus never called them royalty. No. He said those who believe in Jesus are royalty. If you love Jesus today in America, then you are royalty. If you love Jesus today in Africa, you are royalty. If you love Jesus today in Australia, Pakistan, anywhere around the world, you are royalty. Yes, you are royalty if you love Jesus. Yes. Just as the living stone was elect, so are the living stones who made up the spiritual body. But they are not elect in their own right, being elect in Christ. It is true of the elect, no less than of the disobedience, that they are appointed unto their destiny. This means that God has predestined and appointed all who shall be found in Christ to eternal glory. But people come under the benefits of such an appointment only when they are baptized into Christ and are found in Him. At last, in Revelation 14:13, says it like this, I heard a voice from heaven saying, right, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, say the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, from their deeds, follow with them. Yes. You are a royal priesthood. Jesus Christ is the true King. And therefore those in Christ are a royal priesthood, being themselves also, through their union with Christ, in a sense, even kings. Yes, hear what Revelation 1:6 says, and He has made us to be a kingdom priest to His God and Father. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. He has made us to be a priest, the kingdom priest in the royal family of Jesus Christ. You have direct access to the royal throne at any time. God says, come to Him boldly. Come to the royal throne boldly. You don't need to wait for an invitation, as everybody today is waiting for an invitation, a wedding invitation. You don't need to wait for a wedding invitation. God says, if you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you are part of the royal family. You are part of the royal family. Who really cares about this royal wedding? Who really cares about this royal wedding that's going to happen April 29, 2011? No. People are hungry and they need jobs. America's hungry and they need jobs. Who really cares? I don't really care. No. Because I serve the real royalty. The real true King. Yes. I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is royalty among royalty. Why do we envy the royalty? Why do we envy this wedding? Because deep down we want to be royalty. Why do women envy Miss Middleton? Why do men envy the prince? Why? Why do they envy it? Because deep down they want to be royalty. Deep down they want to be royalty like them. That's what the world wants. The world wants royalty. The world wants to feel like they're special. The world wants royalty. But I'm here to tell you that you can have royalty in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will give you the real royalty, who was alive, who sits on the right-hand side of the Father, who was crucified on the cross, and that blood, that royal blood that would fall on your head. When you accept Jesus, you become royalty. You become royalty, a ruby, precious, unique. You're not just a face in the crowd. Do you want to be royalty today? Do you want to be royalty today? Don't worship this royal wedding. No. Don't worship the royal wedding. Trust in Jesus. Accept Jesus into your life. Follow Jesus. Don't follow the world. Follow Jesus. Then you'll be true royalty. Then you'll be true royalty.